弟兄姐妹们平安。前天我们才刚刚庆祝耶稣基督的诞生。
So we just celebrated the birth of Jesus a few days ago.
救主的诞生当然是值得庆祝的。
So the birth of our Savior Jesus is definitely worthy of celebration.
但是为什么神的儿子需要降生到这个世界呢？
So why did the Son of God have to be born into this world?
圣经中有许多的经文都明确指出耶稣降生的意义。
Many passages in the Bible have explained the significance of the birth of Jesus.
而在今天读的经文里面，我们也可以看到其中一方面的意义。
So in Bible passages that we've been reading today, we can see one part of significance.
在十七节，耶稣说，他来并不是要废掉旧约当中律法和先知的教导。
In verse 17, Jesus said that he did not come to abolish the law or the prophets.
他来是要成全。
But to fulfill them.
耶稣之所以特别强调他来不是要废掉旧约律法和先知是有原因的。
Jesus emphasized that he did not come to abolish the law or the prophets for a certain reason.
因为当时犹太人的宗教领袖文士和法利赛人多次充满敌意的批评耶稣。
This is because the religious leaders of that time, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees, they have been criticizing Jesus for a long time.
他们批评耶稣说耶稣不遵守律法。
They criticized him of not obeying the law.
比如说旧约律法规定说安息日不可以做工。
For example, there was a commandment in the Old Testament that says no work can be done on the Sabbath day.
这条律法的本意是要人在这一天把工作放下，让身体可以得到休息。
The original intention of this law is to to release men from their work so that they can have rest.
也让人在这一天专心敬拜神，好让心灵可以得到调整和复苏。
And this is also for men so that they can focus on worshiping God and let the spirit revive.
但是文士和法利赛人为了详细规定安息日什么事情可以做，什么事情不能做，竟然把一些简单的原则发展成几百条的规条。
But the teachers of the law and the Pharisees expanded upon this law and added their own interpretations, and they turned a very simple law into hundreds of very detailed rules.
这些法规非常非常的细。
These rules are very detailed.
而且很多一直沿用到今天。
And actually, many of them have been practiced until today.
过去八年，我们家隔壁住的是一位犹太人的拉比。
For the past years, our neighbor was a Jewish rabbi.
他到今年暑假才搬到别州去。
And he just moved to another state this summer.
我们两个人关系还不错。
And we have very good relationship.
有一天聊天的时候，他说他的孩子去上 Sunday school.
When we were chatting, he told me that his children went to Sunday school.
我一听就很惊讶，问他说：“哎，你们小孩不是应该是礼拜六安息日去学那些圣经课吗？怎么会去上 Sunday school？”
I was a little bit surprised, and I asked him, "Do your children not go to the study the scriptures on Saturdays during the Sabbath day instead of Sundays?"
对，他们小孩礼拜六去上圣经的课程，但是那一天不能动笔。
And then he told me.Yes, they did go to
study the
scriptures on Sundays, but then they cannot write anything on that day. So they also go to the Sunday school on Sunday so that they can write something.
这只是安息日众多规定当中的其中一条。
So this is just an example of the many rules concerning the Sabbath.
在耶稣时代，文士和法利赛人控诉耶稣不守律法，因为耶稣好几次在安息日做了他们规定别人不准做的事。
So during Jesus' time, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees accused Jesus of not obeying the law because Jesus did several things that rules did not allow.
比如说，照他们的规定，在安息日只有关乎到生死的病人才能够医。
For example, according to the rules, only life-threatening illness can be treated on the Sabbath day.
其他的病一概不能医。
All other illnesses cannot be treated.
而耶稣却好几次在安息日在会堂里面看到身体有病痛的人，就怜悯他们，就伸手医治。
But Jesus has seen many sick and disabled people in the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he healed them.
所以文士和法利赛人就控诉耶稣说他不守规定，他要废掉律法。
Therefore, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees accused Jesus of violating the rules and trying to abolish the law.
那么耶稣怎么看文士和法利赛人呢？
So what was Jesus' opinion of the teachers of the law and the Pharisees?
在二十节耶稣说对群众说，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
In verse 20, Jesus told his audience, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
这句话会让听的人非常的震惊。
This was a very surprising statement.
因为他们看到了文士和法利赛人对律法已经非常非常的热心了，定的标准也非常的高。
Because both the priests and the teachers of the law and the Pharisees were very, very enthusiastic about the law, and they set a very high standard.
一般人早就承认自己达不到那样的标准，怎么可能还超过他们呢？
It was impossible for common people to attain their standard, let alone to exceed their righteousness.
如果像耶稣所说，人的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国，那怎么可能有人可以进得了天国？
And if it's just as what Jesus said, unless your righteousness surpasses that of Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
为了帮助群众了解他的意思，耶稣从二十一节到四十八节就举了六个生活的实例来说明。
To help the audience understand what he meant, Jesus used six real life examples to for explanation.
那这六段话有长有短，但都用类似的话做开始。
These six examples are varying lengths, but begin with a similar sentence.
比如二十一节，你们听见有吩咐古人的话说；二十二节，只是我告诉你们。
For example, in verse 21, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, and then in verse 22, but I tell you that.
二十七节，你们听见有话说；二十八节。只是我告诉你们。
In verse 27, you have heard that it was said, and in verse 28, but I tell you that.
三十一节又有话说，三十二节只是我告诉你们。
In verse 31, it has been said, and in verse 32, but I tell you that.
同样的模式还出现在三十三、三十八、四十三节，总共出现了六次。
The same pattern appeared in verse 20, 33, 38, 43, for a total of six times.
简单来说，每一次耶稣说你们听见有话说之后，那就是指着文士和法利赛人的义。
To put it simply, whenever Jesus said, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, those were referring to the righteousness of the teachers of the law and the Pharisees.
因为文士和法利赛人所强调、所标榜自己很遵守的，讲的就只是这个。
Because what the teachers of the law and the Pharisees have been emphasizing are these parts of the law.
但是耶稣在每一句你们听见有话说之后，都补上一句，只是我告诉你们。
But then for every statement of you have heard that it was said, Jesus always added, but I tell you that.
那讲的就是胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
And what follows are the righteousness that surpasses those of the teachers of the law and the Pharisees.
到底文士和法利赛人的错误在哪里呢？
So what are the mistakes of the teachers of the law and the Pharisees?
我们想看看当神说不可奸淫、不可杀人的时候，神的期望是什么？
So if when you think about it carefully, when God said, "Do not murder, do not commit adultery," what is the real expectation of God?
难道神的期望只是我们不要有杀人和奸淫的外在行为而已吗？
Does he expect us only not to have the action of murder or adultery?
很显然，神的期望是我们也要保持内心的清洁。不要有那些不好的意念。
Is it not expecting us to have a clean heart that avoids any thoughts of murder and or energy completely?
如果一个人只是因为没有犯那些外在的行为，就趾高气扬的在神在人面前夸口自己很有道德、很高尚。
And if a person considers himself righteous and boasts before man and God just because he did not commit any of those crimes.
那神会说这样的人还没有进天国。
Then God would say that these people still have not entered the kingdom of heaven.
而且他如果他维持同样的态度，他断不能进天国。
If he continues to have the same attitude, then he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
文士和法利赛人因为光注重别人看得到的外在行为，最后就变成了假冒伪善。
The teachers of the law and the Pharisees put too much emphasis on the external actions of a person.And at the end, this creates a problem of hypocrisy.
耶稣责备他们是光洗净杯盘的外面，里面却盛满了勒索和放荡。
Jesus criticized them that they are like cups and dishes that are clean on the outside, but are full of greed and self-indulgence inside.
又好像本世的坟墓。
And they are also like whitewashed tombs.
外面好看，里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。
beautiful outside, but full of deadman's bones and everything unclean inside.
所以律法是好的，是应当遵守的。
So although the law is good and we should obey it.
但是我们千万不能像文士和法利赛人一样，只做给人看，还以此自夸。
We cannot be like the teachers of the law and the Pharisees who do it just because they want to show it before other people and boast about it themselves.
前几个礼拜我们已经看过耶稣所举的六个生活实例当中的头四个，今天要看最后两个。
So for the past few weeks we've been studying the first four examples given by Jesus. So today we're going to look at the last two.
这两段话刚好也是登山宝训当中最广为人知的。
So, these two passages are also among the most well-known and the whole Sermon on the Mount.
连很多生长在非基督教国家的人都听过耶稣在39节所讲的，有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过去，由他打。
So, in many of those in non-Christian countries have heard of Jesus saying in verse 39, if someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also.
还有44节的要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
And in verse 44, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
但这两段话也是登山宝训当中引起最大争议的。
But these two passages are also among the most controversial in the Sermon on the Mount.
因为虽然所有的世人都公认这是非常崇高伟大的道德教训，许多人却不相信这些话是实际可行的。
Although most people would agree that these are great moral teachings, but few of them would think that they are practical at all.
甚至很多基督徒读到这些经文的时候，也会想：这真的办得到吗？
So even for many Christians, when we read these passages, we would ask ourselves, how can we do it?
究竟这些话是实际不实际，可行还是不可行？我们就仔细来看。
So, whether these teachings are actually doable and practical, so.Let us take a closer look now.
好，在五章三十八节，耶稣讲了第五个，你们听见有话说。
Chapter 5, verse 38, Jesus mentioned the fifth, you have heard that it was said.
也就是以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
And that is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
这句话的确是出现在旧约的律法当中。
This statement actually appeared in the laws of the Old Testament.
但我们需要稍微了解一下背景，才不会误解这个律法的本意。
But we have to understand some background so as not to misunderstand this intention of this law.
首先我们要知道神给这个律法的主要目的不是怕人对于犯错的人刑罚不够。
So first we need to understand that God gave this law not because he feared that we did not give the appropriate punishment to.
这个律法的本意是要限制刑罚的程度。
But, The intent of this law is to restrict the severity of the punishment given.
免得人出于仇恨报复的心，就用过度残忍、苛刻的方式去惩罚犯错的人。
So the people nobody can give the wrongdoers a punishment that is disproportionate of their crime.
其次，神借着摩西颁布这条律法的时候，不是让所有的人根据这句话来自己执行报复。
Moreover, when God gave this law through Moses, the intention is not to let anybody take their own revenge using this law.
这条律法的本意是给负责审判的官长有一个清楚的基本原则。
It was given as a guidance to judges when they hear cases.
让他们能够在惩罚犯错的人的时候能够公平公正。
So that they can give just an appropriate punishment to the wrongdoers when using this law.
所以这条律法的本意并不是，如果你打瞎了我一只眼，我就可以理直气壮的也打瞎你的一只眼。
So the meaning of this law is not like when a person hurts another person in the eye or in the tooth, then the other person have to write to hurt him back.
或者你撞断了我一颗牙，我就可以自己动手也。打断你一颗牙。
And it's also not like when a person hurt another on the tooth, then the other person can hit back.
所以神很清楚是要审判官来根据律法处理纠纷，而不是要大家自己采取报复的行动。
So God's intention here is to let the judges resolve disputes using this law, but not to let the individuals take revenge with this law.
还有第三方面的这个背景，我们需要了解。
And there's a third aspect that we need to understand.
根据圣经学者的研究， 犹太人从一开始就知道以眼还眼以牙还牙的意思并不是、有人伤了别人的眼睛和牙齿之后审判官就用毁坏那个人的眼或牙齿的方式来惩罚他。
According to the biblical scholars, the Israelites know that from the start that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth does not mean that if a person has another person's eye or tooth, then the judge should demand justice by having the offender's eye or tooth damaged.
那样子的惩罚方式也许看起来很公平。
Although this type of punishment is fair on the surface,
却对原来的受害者没有什么实质的帮助。
It does nothing to help the victim.
所以以眼还牙，以眼还眼，以牙还牙的意思是说，当一个人伤害了别人之后，审判官就要衡量相对等的价值来求他赔偿对方。
Therefore, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth means that when a person causes damage to another person, the judge would demand a compensation commensurate with the amount of damage caused.
惩罚的方式往往是金钱或物质上的赔偿，而不是在身体上做毁灭性的惩罚。
So the kind of type of compensation demand would usually be money or material compensation instead of damaging the other person's physically.
好了，把这个误解澄清之后，我们再来看马太福音五章三十八到四十二节。
So after clarifying this point, let's go back to Matthew chapter 5.
耶稣主要的意思是说，当有人亏负我们的时候，我们的反应往往是马上急着要讨回公道。
So what Jesus means is this: whenever someone offends us, our first reaction would be to demand justice or take revenge.
他怎么可以这样对我
？We would ask, how can he treat me like this?
怎么可以就这样算呢？
How can I take this lightly?
如果我不吭声，那他岂不会得寸进尺，吃定我了？
If I do not say anything, then wouldn't he think that he is in the right and he will continue to do this?
这是我们一般人的反应。
This is what normal people, common people would do.
我信主之后发现有一件事情，以前我自认为是优点的，现在却觉得是我的弱点，需要改。
After I became a Christian, there was one thing that I used to consider a strength before, but I consider a weakness and something that needs improvement.
是什么呢？
What is it?
以前我常常参加一些运动的比赛。
I participated in a lot of sports games before.
结果不只是训练出比较快的反应，也养成了很有竞争性的态度。
So not only these sports games gave me a very good training in my reaction time, they also nurture my own competitiveness.
比如说打球吧。
For example, in ball games.
如果对方的某一位球员，哎，老会去卡住别人的位置，我一定会马上找出阴影之道，变成我来卡死他，而不让他卡死我。
For example, ball games. If one player in your opponent's team are very good at marking others' positions, then I would always try to find a solution. I would try my best to block his path instead of him blocking me.
这在球场上也许还不错。
So this is a totally good and totally bad on court.
但是这样也让我在生活当中。很容易一遇到有人侵犯到我的利益的时候，我就立即反映出竞争性的报复行动。
But this strategy also makes me very prone to reciprocation when someone hurts me in real life.
我刚来美国的时候，在中西部的 Iowa.
For example, when I first came to the U.S., I was in Iowa.
那边所有人的开车都是客客气气、慢慢的，所以我也开得客客气气、慢慢的。
Everybody there drives very slowly and politely, and therefore I drove slowly and politely as well.
后来搬到北加州的 Silicon Valley， 大家开车开得快多了，我也越开越快。
Then I moved to Silicon Valley. People there drove much faster and also drove faster.
后来再搬到南加州洛杉矶。
And then I moved to LA.
那边人开车更猛，谁也不让谁。
And the drivers there were even more aggressive.
我的驾驶技术也马上就更上一层楼。
And my driving skills could only improve further.
有好几次遇到有人开车非常粗鲁。很霸道的硬切到我的前面。
There were several occasions when there were some rude drivers who tried to cut directly in front of my car.
我出于本能反应，马上踩满油门，拼上去回敬他一下。
My reaction was to step on the gas pedal to speed up and to catch up with him.
每次刚报复完，心中都非常的得意爽快。
Every time when I after this type of revenge, I feel very satisfied.
但没有多久，就有一股忧愁袭上心头。
So after a while, I would feel kind of sad.
我知道我所做的事情一点都不高尚。
Because I I realized that what I did was in no way appropriate.
而且信主之后更觉得这实在不是基督徒应该有的表现。
And definitely not what a Christian should do.
现在可能一方面是年纪大了。
So now, I'm already getting older.
一方面也许神真的磨掉了我一些好斗的个性。
And perhaps I'm saying I'm going to stay in the way some of my competitiveness.
所以现在即使回洛杉矶去看家人，在路上再遇到这边开车霸道的人，也不太会有那个冲动想跟他去拼一拼了。
So now, whenever I go back to LA to see my family, when I met those rich drivers again, I wouldn't have those intention to teach those rich drivers a lesson again.
很多人说耶稣在39节到42节讲的太不实际了。
Many people think that what Jesus said in verse 39 to 42 was too impractical.
哪有人被人打可以不还手的呢？
So how can a person be hit and not retaliate?
该还手却不还手，岂不是善恶是非 不分，任凭恶人行恶吗？
So if we don't retaliate, then is it not quite in agreeing with what those evil people do and trying to appease with them?
其实我们仔细看看耶稣在这一段里面讲的话，
If we read the words of Jesus carefully here,
你会发现耶稣是在劝我们不要凡事急着讲公平，而要讲爱心。
We will discover that what Jesus is trying to teach us here is not to demand justice or fairness for our own immediately when someone hurts us, but to start from the viewpoint of love.
宁可吃点亏，不要动不动就马上拉下脸，摆出要跟别人计较算账的态度。
It is better for us to suffer a little than to be confrontational whenever someone did us any wrong.
在41节，耶稣说，有人强逼你走一里路，你就同他走二里。
In verse 41, Jesus said, if someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles.
这个教导听起来是很荒谬。
This teaching sounds ridiculous to our ears.
却有不少基督徒照着去做。
But many Christians do follow this teaching.
而且做了之后实实在在经历了这个教导的宝贵。
And you discover how valuable this is.
比如说我们已经经过好几个真实的见证。
For example, we have heard many witnesses before.
比如说有一些做媳妇的被婆婆一再用苛刻的要求来刁难。
For example, many daughters-in-law have been harshly treated by their mothers-in-law.
心中是很苦也很气。
In their heart, they are very they felt bad about their mothers-in-law and they are very angry.
但是祷告之后没有选择摆出敌对的态度，而是走第二里路。
But after prayer, they chose to walk the second mile instead of being confrontational.
就是不只是顺服婆婆的要求，做好各样的事，走好这第一里路，而且还走第二里路。
They not only satisfied the many demands of their mothers-in-law, just like walking the first mile, but they also walked the second mile.
用更大的爱心来爱婆婆，服侍她，向她尽孝。
They served the mothers-in-law with great love and patience.
结果婆婆看到这么美好的见证，就有兴趣听福音，愿意信主。
So when the mothers and law saw their witnesses, they begin to get interested in the gospel and became Christians themselves.
而且婆媳的关系改善，相亲相爱，这岂不是最好的结果吗？
The relationship between daughters and mothers and law also improved as a result. And isn't this the most amazing outcome?
新约圣经当中还有一些经文跟第二里路的原则讲的是同样的道理。
There are many other passages in the New Testament which echoes the principle of walking the second mile.
比如说罗马书12:17-18.
For example, in Romans chapter 12, verses 17-18.
还有21节。
And verse 21.
也许让我们同时来念好吗
？Let us read it together.
不要以恶报恶。众人以为美的事要留心去做，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。另外我们很熟悉的哥林多前书13章，不是也有很多句话提醒我们以爱心来走第二里路吗？
So in First Corinthians chapter 15, there are also a lot of verses reminding us to walk the second mile.
爱是很有忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love is kind. Love is patient. Love is kind.
爱是不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
Love is not self-seeking. nor easily angered, and keeps no record of wrongs.
爱是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
爱是永不止息。
And love never fails.
其实在所有的人际关系当中，第二里路的原则都是非常实用的。
Especially in many human relationships, the principle of walking the second mile is very applicable.
许多人与人之间的冲突之所以发生，都是因为我们太计较，太在乎一切要公平。
In many human conflicts, the major cause is that we are very meticulous at keeping the record of wrongs and demand justice and fairness whenever someone did us any wrong.
也因为我们太急着要立即讨回公道。
And it's also because we are too impatient in trying to get that to demand justice.
圣经提醒我们，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
The Bible reminds us that love is patient and kind.
所以以后我们在遇到任何的冲突摩擦的时候
，So whenever we face any conflicts in the future,
无论是夫妻之间
，No matter is between a husband and wife.
父母子女之间
between parents and children,
在办公室实验室与同事之间
or in the office or in the lab,
或者是在 apartment 里面与你的这个apartment mate 之间
or between apartment mate in your house.
让我们先想想耶稣的教导
We should first think of Jesus' teachings.
试着照第二里路的原则去做
and try to follow the principle of walking the second mile.
也许就会发现不但没有吃亏，反而更加的蒙福。
We might discover that not only did we not suffer any loss, we actually become more blessed in return.
接下来一段更让很多人难以接受。
So the second passage is even more difficult for many people to accept.
因为耶稣教导我们要爱仇敌。
Because Jesus teaches us to love our enemies.
其实我们还不需要先谈爱仇敌。
So let us not talk about loving our enemies.
耶稣在这段话里面指出了一个更根本的问题。
Jesus actually pointed out a more fundamental problem here.
就是我们的心往往是很狭窄的。
That our hearts are usually very narrow.
46节、47节耶稣说，你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏不也是这样行吗？
In verse 46 to 47, Jesus said, If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that?
你们若单请你弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人不也是这样行吗？
And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that?
我们每个人都会有对人非常热情、非常有礼貌的时候。
We all have our own times of being very friendly and polite to other people.
只是我们把人分得太清楚。
However, we are very good at differentiating very clearly between different groups of people.
我们也常常很功利。对不同的人态度差别太大。
And our attitudes toward these different groups of people differ accordingly.
你和我有关系，我对你的态度就很好；你和我没关系，我对你的态度就不一样。
So if you have a very good relationship with me, then I will treat you very well.
So if
you have nothing to do with me, then my attitude towards you will be totally different.
所以我想，无论我们是从大陆、台湾或香港来，都有过类似的经验。
So no matter where we are from, mainland China or from Taiwan or Hong Kong, we should have the following similar experiences.
你到某个单位去办个申请。
You go to a certain government department or embassy for some application.
哇，排队排得长长的。
And you are in a very, very long queue.
每个人对那个处理申请的办事员都是战战兢兢、毕恭毕敬的。
Everyone treats the officer very politely and carefully.
因为就怕得罪了他，申请被他给拒了。
So because they fear that they might offend them, and for fear that their application might be turned down as a result.
然后从头到尾，那个办事员对每个人都是一副臭脸。
And that particular officer looks very different, or even hostile to every applicant.
那你想，他大概生来就是这样子，是不会笑的。
And even though that maybe he or she was born with such a face without a single smile.
哎，突然一下，他的脸笑得像开了花一样。
But suddenly, she smiles, and has actually completely changes.
因为一下走进来一个人，哇，就让他变得好客气、好热情哦。
That was because somebody just entered the office, and he becomes completely friendly and polite.
是认识的人，有关系、有来头的人。
Hey, It could be a person that he or she knows, a person with a relationship with them, or a person with social status.
接近二十年前，我父亲有一天在台湾的高速公路上发生严重的车祸。
About 20 years ago, my father had a serious car accident on the highways in Taiwan.
他头部裂开，鲜血直流。
His head was broken and was bleeding heavily.
然后被送去台湾相当有名的林口长庚医院急救。
And was taken to one of the famous hospitals in Taiwan.
我母亲接到电话，立即从台北赶去医院。到的时候已经离车祸发生过了一两个小时。
My mother received a phone call and then hurried from Taipei to the hospital. And it, when she arrived, it was already one or two hours after the accident.
她找了半天才发现我父亲被放在急诊室的一个角落，根本没有人理他。
She kept searching, and then at the end found that my father was still placed in the corner in the emergency room with no one to attend to.
最糟糕的是，他的血还一直流，没有人帮他止血。
And the worst thing is that was that he was still bleeding and.No one was trying to stop the bleeding for us.
我母亲一个个去苦苦哀求，没有人愿意理她。
My mother begged everyone around her, but no one took notice.
又过了一段时间，我父亲办公室的一个属下听到消息也赶来了。
After a while, one of the colleagues in my dad's office arrived, and
他一到才讲几句话，情形完全改观。
When she arrived, She just spoke a few words and the whole situation changed.
医院的人马上把我父亲送入手术房进行抢救。
The people at hospital took my dad to the operating theater and immediately for surgery.
然后所有的医生护士一个一个都来向我母亲不断的道歉，求他一定要原谅他们。
And all the other doctors and nurses kept apologizing to my mother and asked for forgiveness.
为什么呢
？Why?
赶来看我父亲的这个人是林口长庚医院创办人王永庆的家人。
This colleague of mine was actually a family member of the founder of this hospital.
我们不要批评这些医生护士。
So before we criticize these doctors and nurses,
因为我们自己遇到有人来求助的时候，也常常用很功利的态度去回应。
We also need to recognize that when we also have similar attitudes when other people ask us for help.
这样的态度在我们的文化当中根深蒂固。
Type of attitude is actually very common in our culture.
有一件事情曾经引发我自己深思反省。
There was a particular incident that made me think for a long time.
包括我家人都知道，我住的那条街，住我这一面的房子，的车道都是又平又短。
So if you have been to my home, you know that the street that we are living on, and on our side of the driveway is very flat and gentle.
那住我们对面那一排房子的，他们车道都又长又陡。
And on the other side, the driveways are all uphill and steep.
这是当初我一知道要搬到伊达卡的时候，就打听清楚之后，特别做了一个决定。
So that was when I was knew that I was moving to Ithaca. I gathered news about the houses and then.And it was a decision that I made after obtaining all those news.
所以每年冬天铲雪的时候，我都好庆幸当初做了这么一个自有智慧的决定。
So during winter, whenever I was shoveling the snow, I was very happy that I made such a decision.
但有一年，我正对面邻居做一件事情让我很不高兴。
But in one year, our neighbor on the opposite side did something that I didn't particularly like.
每次他开车开不上他家的车道的时候，他就把车倒倒倒倒倒到我的车道上，用我的车道做跑道来冲刺。
Because the his driveway was uphill, and so sometimes he cannot get up to his own driveway. So what he did was he backed up his car to our own driveway and then used it as an extra distance to for momentum to run up the hill.
如果那时候我的车道上没有积雪，那还无所谓。
So that would be okay if there were no snow on the driveway at that time.
如果有积雪被他车来回压过之后，第二天铲雪会特别费力。
If there was snow, then after the snow was compressed by his car, then it would be a lot more difficult to shovel on the next day.
所以他这样子连续做了几次以后，我心里就很不舒服，一直在想我是不是要去跟他啰嗦一下。
So after he did it several times, I was a bit annoyed and was thinking, maybe I should talk to him.
但有一天，就正在那边在窗户里面这样的看，心里在思想的时候，神的责备就来了。
So when I was looking out the window, thinking about whether I should go to knock on the door, then God's recommend came.
神提醒我，那时候我们教会有一家人， 要买房子还很认真考虑要买我们那一区。
God actually reminded me that there was a family in our church at that time who wants to buy a house, and they were seriously considering our neighborhood.
我就想，如果住在我对面的是我们教会的人，我会这么斤斤计较吗？
And I thought, if the family living opposite us is from our church, would I actually mind their using my driveway?
恐怕还不需要他来向我开口求助。我一看到他车子开不上去，就会主动邀请他说：“哎，你把车倒到我车道来。”
Perhaps even without you asking, I would invite them to back up their cars onto my own driveway.
那为什么？因为这个人不是中国人，不是来我们教会的，我就这么计较
？So why do I have so many complaints in my house just because this neighbor is not Chinese or he or she did not come to our church?
其实他也是我的邻居，跟我交谈的时候，他也是很亲切友善的人。
They are still our neighbors, and they are also very friendly people too.
我不得不承认，我的心胸太狭窄，把人分得太清楚。
I have to admit that I was too narrow-minded and put people into groups too easily.
我对人的爱还是太现实功利，掺着太多交换式的色彩。
My love towards other people was still too self-interested.
如果我们的心还是如此的功利狭窄，我们连一般的人都不一定肯爱了。怎么可能还会愿意去爱伤害我们、得罪我们的仇敌
？If we still have such a captivating and narrow heart, then we can even love the people around us, not even to mention the enemies who have hurt us.
但是爱仇敌、为逼迫我们的人祷告，是基督徒的信仰当中一个非常关键的核心。
But love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you is core to our Christian faith.
但在过去的半年当中。我们在好几次的主日信息当中都触及到这个主题。
In last semester, I mentioned this topic several times.
我们也讲过好几位基督徒真实感人的见证。
And we discussed the witnesses of several Christians.
今天让我再提一个近代的真实故事。
So let's look at one more such true story.
我们稍微熟悉一点历史的人就知道，从1916年左右，北爱尔兰的内部冲突就开始失去控制。
We all know that from 1916 onwards, the internal conflicts of Northern Ireland went out of control.
政治立场不同人开始彼此厮杀，杀死了很多人。
There were conflicts between people with different political views, and a lot of people died in these conflicts.
虽然有好几次的和平谈判，也有很多国家介入调停，还是继续打打杀杀几十年，派系之间的仇恨越积越深。
Although there were multiple peace talks and a lot of other countries trying to intervene, but the conflicts still continue and the hatred between the groups only increased.
但是后来因为一个人锲而不舍的努力，在1998年达到了和平。
But at the end, through the effort of one man, peace was achieved in 1998.
这个人名字叫做 Gordon Wilson.
This man was Gordon Wilson.
在1987年有一次炸弹爆炸当中，11个无辜的老百姓死亡，36个人受伤。
In a bomb explosion in 1987, 11 civilians died and 36 were injured.
那无辜的人当中包括 Gordon Wilson 和他的女儿。
And among the victims, that included Gordon Wilson and his 20-year-old daughter.
当时他和他20岁大的女儿一同被埋在五尺深的水泥和砖块里。
During the explosion, he and his 20-year-old daughter were buried inside 5 feet of rubble.
我特别想到他的女儿二十岁，就差不多是我两个女儿现在的年纪。
When I thought about it, his daughter was 20 years old, and that was about the same age as my daughter's.
女儿对他讲的最后一句话是 "Daddy, I love you very much."
The last word of his daughter was.I love you very much.
几个小时之后，他女儿就在医院里面死去。
Several hours later, his daughter died in the hospital.
Gordon Wilson 是一位基督徒。
Gordon Wilson was a Christian.
他女儿临死之前讲的最后一句话是爱。
And the last word of his daughter was love.
他也决定要用基督的爱去饶恕伤害他的人。
And he decided to forgive those who hurt them.
他说我失去了我心爱的女儿。
He said that I lost my the daughter that I loved.
但我心中没有仇恨。
But I bear no ill will.
因为说恶毒的话并没有办法让我的女儿活过来。
Because really salt of pork is not going to bring her back to life.
从今天起，我每天晚上都要祷告。
I will pray for these men tonight.
求神赦免这些丢炸弹的人。
That God will forgive these bombers.
在他出院之后，他就积极地进行游说，交战双方彼此和解。
After he was dismissed from hospital, he started to negotiate for peace between these two sides.
他甚至当面与当时放炸弹造成他女儿死亡的爱尔兰共和军领袖见面。
Even met with the leaders of the Provisional IRA who was responsible for the bombing.
面对面地告诉他们，他饶恕他们对他一家所造成的伤害。
And he told them that he had forgiven the damage he had done to his family.
也很直接地劝他们放下武器，一同寻求和平。
And directly asked them to give up their arms and seek peace together.
全爱尔兰的人都看到 Gordon Wilson 真的是照着主耶稣的话去做。
All the people in Ireland saw that Gordon Wilson was following the command of Jesus.
不单是爱那爱他的人，不单是爱他的邻舍，也爱原先恨他的仇敌。
He did not only love those who loved him or his own neighbors, but also his enemies.
他的见证让敌对双方的人心都受感动，都被软化。
His witness softens the hearts of all the people on both sides.
因为他美好的见证和费心的努力。
Because of his witness and his all his efforts.
北爱尔兰人终于在1998年重建了和平。
Northern Ireland obtained peace in 1998.
八个各有政治立场的团体一起在 Belfast 签署和平协约。
Eight different political parties signed a peace agreement in Belfast.
那这个协约的正式名称是 Belfast Agreement, Belfast 协约。
The name of this agreement is the Belfast Agreement.
但是另外一个更广为人知的名称是受难节协约。
But it's better known as the Good Friday Agreement.
因为大家是选择在耶稣基督的受难日签约。
Because they chose to sign on the Good Friday.
Wilson 他自己在1995年就因为心脏病发先过世了。
Gordon Wilson passed away in 1995 due to a heart attack.
在他丧礼的那一天，全北爱尔兰以及整个英国都向他致敬。
On the day of his funeral, the whole Northern Ireland and the whole United Kingdom paid tribute to him.
大家看到这位基督徒因为坚定相信耶稣基督的缘故，就活出了世界一般人活不出来的见证。
Because they saw that this man, who due to his firm belief in Jesus' words, that he lived out a witness that nobody else has lived out before.
在马太福音第五章最后一节，耶稣说，所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
In the last verse of Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said, You have to be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
这是另外一句很多人认为美是美，却一点都不实际的教导。
This is yet another saying that many people consider beautiful, but impractical.
我们怎么可能像神一样完全？
How can we be as perfect as God?
这句话其实是跟耶稣在五章十七节所说的话是 前后呼应的。
This statement actually corresponds to what Jesus said in 5:17.
耶稣之所以来，就是要那个让人无法靠自己成全的律法，透过耶稣基督得以成全。
Jesus came so that the laws that cannot be fulfilled through human effort can be fulfilled through him.
他之所以来，也是要让我们这些原本不可能像天父一样完全的人，靠着耶稣基督，能够一天比一天更像天父，也更加完全。
Jesus came so that imperfect as we are, we can become more like our Father in heaven through him and become more perfect day by day.
同样，前面在二十节，耶稣说：“你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人义，断不能进天国。”
And also in verse 20, Jesus said, "Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven."
在五章末了的46-47节，耶稣提醒我们反省自己的义是否胜过了人人视为罪人的税吏，还有不相信神的外邦人。
At the end of chapter 5, Jesus reminds us to consider whether our righteousness surpasses those of the tax collectors and the pagans.
人如果不认识神，不相信神，人生很自然会以自我为中心。
For those who do not know or believe in God, they very naturally live a self-centered life.
很自然，最爱的会是自己，也只爱跟自己有关的人。
It is very natural for them to love themselves most, and also those who are close to them.
而文士和法利赛人呢？
How about those Pharisees and the teachers of the law?
虽然他们认为自己很爱神，也很遵守律法。
Although they believe that they love God and also obey the law.
但是根本的动机还是出了偏差。
But the motivation was wrong.
他们的行为一切的表现都是为了要显示自己高人一等。
They did all these because they wanted to show that they are better than others.
他们的动机还是要让自己得好名声，得别人的称赞。
The motivation was to get good reputations and the praise of others.
所以从根本的心态来说，他们其实跟税吏和外邦人没有两样。
So at their heart, they are no different from the tax collectors and the pagans.
还是爱自己。
Who are self-seeking.
还是以自我为人生的中心。
And live a self-centered life.
我们再回头仔细看整个马太福音第五章。
So when we look back,at the whole chapter of Matthew chapter 5.
可以注意到耶稣整个教导的重点并不是在教导人伦理道德。
We notice that the main teaching of Jesus is not on specific moral teachings.
而是呼召人来信靠神。
But to call people to trust God.
来跟随神。
To follow them.
来成为天国的子民。
To enter the kingdom of God.
真正宝训所强调的是我们与天父的关系。
The Sermon on the Mount emphasizes our relationship with our Father in heaven.
耶稣呼召我们舍弃以自我为中心爱自己为自己而活的生活。
Jesus called us to give us our self-seeking lives.
让我们愿意以神为中心为神而活。
And learn to live a God-centered life.
所以除非我们真的有爱神的心。
So unless we have a heart that truly loves God.
真的有清楚的心智这一生为神而活。
And have determined to live a God-centered life.
要不然的话，我们再怎么样的严格遵守律法
，Otherwise, no matter how good we are at obeying the details of the law.
再怎么样，每个主日来教会
，How careful we are with our children.
再怎么样，熟读圣经
，How knowledgeable we are.
再怎么样，热心侍奉
，How enthusiastic about.
恐怕都还不只不过是跟文士和法利赛人一样
，We are no different from what the teachers of the law and the Pharisees are.
因为说穿了，还是以自我为中心，还是爱自己。
And yet, we're still living a subset of life and love ourselves more than anything else.
但是如果我们真的把我们的心献给神，
if we give our hearts to God,
真的单纯专一的爱他，
and love him solely,
真正的遵从他为我们人生的中心和主宰，
and acknowledge him as the center of our lives,
神的生命就会在我们里面长大，
his life will bring about changes in our world,
会带出改变。
And it will bring about changes.
会超过人为的努力。
And these changes would be more than any human endeavor.
也会超过人的所求所想。
Or imagination can bring about.
过去几天，我用 Google 查询关于 Gordon Wilson 的资料。
So the past few days I've been googling for information about Gordon Wilson.
很偶然的查到一篇文章。
And I discovered an essay by accident.
写文章的人是一位很资深的记者。
So this essay was written by very experienced journalist.
曾经访问过世界各国许多知名的领袖。
And he had interviewed many world leaders.
他说有人问他说，在他访问过的这么多名人当中，哪一次的访问让他最毕生难忘
？He said people had once asked him out of all these many different famous people that he had interviewed, who gave him the most unforgettable impression.
他说这种问题一般来说很难回答。
He's great that this type of question is usually very difficult to answer.
因为他访问过的很多名人都很杰出。
Because most of the famous leaders that he interviewed were very distinguished individuals themselves.
但他会说让他印象深刻、毕生难忘的人是 Gordon Wilson.
But he went on to say that his most unforgettable interview was with Gordon Wilson.
因为跟他交谈的时候，他深深感受到 Gordon Wilson 真是一位圣人。
Because when talking to him, he truly felt that Gordon Wilson was a saint.
我想用马太福音第五章的话来说，这位记者的意思是说，他在 Gordon Wilson 身上看到像天父一样的完全。
So if we use words in Matthew chapter 5, what this journalist meant is, he saw in Gordon Wilson a perfection that is like our Father in heaven.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
听了这些信息之后，能够愿意全心全意的来爱神。
After hearing all these messages, we can wholeheartedly love God.
我们若打从心里爱我们的天父，
if we truly love God, our Father in heaven,
我们就会成为天父的儿女。
Then we will become his sons and daughters.
我们也就很自然的会在神的引导下一天比一天更像他。
And he will lead us to become more and more like him every day.
让我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing a response song.
主我愿像你。
Won't you be like me?
荣耀的主。
深深印在我们的心里。
Lord, make your words in the Bible be deeply impressed on our hearts.
也让这首诗歌的副歌深深的印在我们的心里。
So the chorus of this response song will also will remember my heart.
让它真的是成为我们的祷告。
So that it can become our own prayers.
主，我愿像你。主，我愿像你。
The Lord, we want to be like thee.Like、
荣耀的救主，向你纯洁。
Glory is Lord, we will be holy and clean like this.
愿你的甘甜，愿你的丰盛，愿你的圣行生命我们。
So that your sweetness, your abundance will be ours.
所以我们谢谢你，让我们能够有机会听到福音。
Dear Lord, we thank you for our chances to hear the gospel.
让我们知道有一位天父深深的爱我们。
That we know that there's a father, that we have a father in heaven who loves us deeply.
不断的在呼召，不断在邀请我们，能够与他有美好的关系。
Who called us, continuously called us to have a good relationship with you.
主啊，求你帮助我们。心中有真诚的意愿，回应你的呼召，回应你的邀请。
Lord, help us so that in our heart we have a true and sincere desire to respond to your call.
让我们能够来亲近天父。
So that we can draw close to you.
也就因着我们与主有亲近的关系， 亲身经历到能够信主是何等蒙福的事。
So that when we are close to you, we will appreciate how blessed we are to know you.
能够靠近父神的胸怀是何等蒙福的事。
So that we know that how blessed we are when we can draw close to you.
让我们在你的爱中得到安息。
That we can have rest in your love.
也让我们在你的爱中，我们看到我们的生命不断的改变。
So that in your love we can also see our life being transformed.
真的一天比一天更加的像我们的天父。
So that we can be like you, day by day.
在这个年底的最后一个主日，我们向你祷告祈求。
In the last Sunday worship service of the year, we pray to you.
愿意明年一年，我们每一位都经历到成长。
That in the coming year, every one of us will experience growth.
以至于在明年此时，我们回头来看这一年的时候，心中充满了感恩。
So that next year at the same time, when we look back for the whole year, we will be full of thanksgiving.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.